You have to do Words with Friends 2. That's the one I downloaded.
Yeah, whatever.
And then mine's connected to like my
riddle me this.
The profile picture.
Is waifu a word?
Anyway,
is waifu a word?
No, I don't think
it's pronounced waifu. All
right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your girl, Sam. Here's the thing. I'm going to explain to you what happened, okay? I'll try to make it as too long, didn't read as possible. But here's the thing. So this episode is only like 30-some minutes long. 20 to 30 minutes. So what happened... First, we had to delay it because scheduling IRL scheduling conflicts. So it was already going to come out a day later. And then we started recording... pretty late last night, and by last night I mean it's Friday now, so like last night I mean Thursday night, and halfway through recording Danny like glitched out or something. I don't know if it was her internet or whatever, but she couldn't fix it. She tried to like unplug and plug in her mic, and I don't know, her mic's fine now because I talked to her after. I don't know what happened. Maybe her internet. She said she thinks maybe her internet or her modem effed up or something. So we were like, okay, well, we'll just record the rest of the episode without you, and then we'll just tell people, you know, I'll just cut it in. I'll do like a little sound effect, like a sound effect or whatever, and then like tell people that you glitched out. And me and Nick and Coco will finish the other half because Nick can't re-record any other time, and we just got to get this episode out. So that's what we were doing. There was a moment there before I started talking again, like doing recording the episode again, where I was like, oh, should we all stop our audio and then re-record a new one? So it's like two parts and I'll just splice them together. And Nick was like, well, no, I mean, we haven't been stopped that long. Let's just keep going and then you can just cut it all out. I'm like, oh, yeah, duh, you're right. At some point, I must have still hit stop on my recording when I suggested that and didn't hit re-record. For some stupid reason. So I ended up doing the rest of the episode like without recording it. And if you like know the program I'm using, I'm using Adobe Sound Booth. If you know the program I'm using, the way you can tell it's recording is that the record button is pressed in, it's grayed out, and the little timer is going. But like the little decibel bar will still go up and down when you're talking in it. You know, so like I'm looking at the decibel bar thinking, okay, yeah, I'm still going, whatever. I was not paying attention. I was looking at the show sheet on our browser, and we'd finished talking about the rest of the four shows because we had eight shows to talk about. We finished talking about the rest of the four shows, and I'm like, okay, everyone stop recording. We're done, blah, blah, blah. I go to my thing, and it was not recording, and I flipped a titty. So like basically... Nick had suggested, like, okay, well, why don't you just put me and Quokka's part out, cut all, like, the pauses out where you were talking, just kind of let people hear us. And I'm like, well, it'll sound weird, you know, and I don't know. But anyway, that's, I don't want to get too much into it. But, like, it's been a really off week for everyone, and then we're all human, and I know that's not an excuse. Like, we want to bring you content consistently every week. And so I'm sorry. So what you're about to hear is literally just the first half where it's the all four of us before Danny glitched out. And then, yeah. So there you go. Maybe I'll release the other half like in like a blooper thing. Like we always talk about how we're going to do like audio bloopers and stuff. That could be one of them. But we're probably going to just like, I'll make it up to you. I promise. We'll have some for fun episodes, things like that. We'll talk about the rest of seasonal in a different episode in the coming weeks, and then play a game with it or something so we can take up more time and have a full episode and things like that. So first of all, I'm sorry that it's late. Second of all, I'm sorry that it's only half of an episode, but here's Anime Summit episode 173, fall 2018 season, part 2 of First Impressions. Hope you enjoy. Hello everybody, welcome to the Anime Summit podcast, the best anime podcast of all time. Pretty much of all time. I'm pretty sure it is of all time. We have like two people who listen, so that's really good. Hey, we're going to talk about fall part two, fall 2018. So like I explained it in the last one, but we're doing it where we do first impressions in two batches and then have them back to back, boom to boom, poop to poop. And if you're listening to this right now, it's Friday because we're a week, we were a day late. So sorry about that, y'all. We told you that at the beginning. Anyway, that being said, it's Fall 2018 Part 2. With me, I have Danny Hootenanny.
Good evening, guys.
Kuoka in Kuga in Korea, the Kuga Cougar.
Welcome to the Anime Summit ASMR podcast.
Oh, gross. And then...
can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear that when I do that?
Anime titties rubbing all over your face. This is the sound of Kuoka's nipple on the microphone.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. And Nick.
Now I want to try ASMR. Okay, can you guys hear this?
No, okay, no.
It just sounds like tapping.
We're not doing that. You're just tapping.
It's the sound of tinkling rain.
That is not what
so anyway,
tinkling sounds like.
Fall 2018 Part 2, let's do it.
The rain tinkles.
So obviously,
like
hey guys, this is just like Alice in Wonderland when they had all the crazy people sitting around a table.
So Nick had divided the shows into two lists.
Yeah.
And that's what we're, we did the first list, first impressions of the first list last week, and this week we're doing the second list of stuff. So if you heard last week's and were like, well, they didn't talk about Sword Art Online.
Okay, well, now I'm stuck on that Alice in Wonderland thing. I'm interrupting. Dude, okay, here's how it is. Danny is Alice, because she's always on that ganja, you know? And then I'm the Mad Hatter, because I'm nuts. Sam, you're probably the Cheshire Cat, because you're a cat. I don't know what Kuoka is. Are they like caterpillar or something? Like, what else is in there?
There's the caterpillar.
The queen.
Well, Nick,
oh, the queen.
Nick, you're Tweedle. You're Tweedledum.
And
no, I'm the Mad Hatter. Come on.
No, you're not the Mad Hatter.
Can I at least be Tweedledee?
Yeah, Kuoka is the Mad Hatter. No.
Can I at least be Tweedledee, please?
No.
Well, there technically has to be two of you, so you could be.
There
both.
You go.
All right.
Can never have too much.
There you go. Speaking of Alice, said. Though, SAO Alicization, they made that connection in there. Hey, I'll tell you what, though. We'll get to that. We'll get to that later. That's on our list, kind of. But anyway, I wanted to tell y'all that if you want to join our manga book club, you should. And we're reading Volume 5 now. We are getting to the end of it. Shit's getting crazy. Tetsuo is crazy. And Akira's like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to play with rocks. Kaneda's in, like, the ninth dimension or something. And Lady Miyako's like, I'm so old, but I'm still powerful, bitch.
Fuck
and then everyone
couch.
Died.
That's what she says.
Yeah, it was great. And then I started reading Cardcaptor Sakura because I've never read it. And I didn't know it was on Manga Rock. And then I found it on Manga Rock. So now I'm reading that. That is super cool. I've already gone through, like, I don't think I'm up to, like, chapter 15 already. Like, in like a couple hours, I was already up to chapter 15. To be fair, I was playing Words with Friends in between chapters because Trisha wants to play Words with Friends.
I want to play Words with Friends.
I want to play Words
have, like,
with Friends with you.
A bunch of games going on.
Oh, cool. Okay,
let's
play.
Dude, let's
then.
All play. I'll reinstall it.
No, you're not
okay,
invited.
Okay, do it. No, okay.
You
have to download.
It doesn't work.
You
wow.
have to download.
I'm going to use ScrabbleWordFinder.com. I'm going to cheat. GG.
You have to do Words with Friends 2. That's the one
yeah.
I downloaded.
Yeah, whatever.
And then mine's connected to, like, my
riddle me this
the profile pic
is waifu
the
a word
anyway
is waifu a word
no I don't think
it's pronounced waifu
all
right
Trisha always makes up bull crap she'll put word
Q-I?
Like
I that's
like,
the best one right there
like
T?
She'll put like one time she put tup t-u-p I'm like that's not a word and then it was a word and I was really mad
well yeah where do you think Tupperware like, comes from Sam
yes yeah, Sam jeez it also means
that's not
it's
what
also
it
an abbreviation for to up. For example, I'm going to tup up this hill.
I'm going to tup up this hill. There you go. Anyway, you God. Should join us for Manga Book Club. Just hit us up on Discord. You can find our Discord link. If you're not part of the Discord, at links.animesummit.net. You can find everything right there. Everything, I tell you. Everything. Everything. Right there. And just like real quick, our Instagram is now set to private due to like crazy people. So like just hit follow
well,
and Danny will approve
well.
It.
And, so here's the thing.
No, let's not set it to private. That's stupid.
I don't know why, but I can't set the profile to private. So what I did was So what I did was it's just only the people who follow us are allowed to comment our posts. That's it. Like, no one
yeah.
else.
Yeah, I don't think it's because it's a business profile, so you can't make it.
Yeah.
Private.
Yeah.
Oh,
that Which
sucks.
Is
okay,
stupid
well, anyway.
Because every time,
we're a publicly
like,
shared
you,
company.
You, like, look up on how to make your profile private, it doesn't clarify, like, on if it's a personal or a business profile. So, Instagram, get your shit together.
Danny, that's
Instagram
that's every how-to instruction ever. Nobody knows how to make good instructions. Except for me. Because
Either way,
perfect.
You should follow us on Twitter instead because Twitter is funnier. On Twitter, you can post, like, funny
Dude,
shit.
Dude, Twitter is bomb. There's, like, memes and shit on there. You know, you can mix... You can mix different people groups. You know, you can talk to porn stars.
But
on
Instagram
hand,
TV, I posted a video of me walking through a DVD store in Osaka, looking at Animu.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah. You should look that up. Look that up. So yeah, follow us on that. Links at animesummit.net. You can find everything right there. That being said, let's get on with the fall season. Except in here, up here in the Midwest, North Midwest, it's already snowing and it.
So how about that House of Cards? Anime of the season, right?
How about the House of Cards? All right, so Koga's going to go off and do his own thing about some Netflix shit like he always does every week.
What's his name? Kevin Spacey in that one now?
No, they fired him.
Oh, why didn't they bring him back?
Because they didn't need to.
I'm just kidding. I'm like, why did they bring him back? What'd he do?
And Nick with the poor taste jokes once again. Yeah. Now I'll probably have to edit that out. Okay. Fall. Let's do it. New batch. Here we go. Nick's got
Space
the list
fish.
Right here. Waifu and
What
Husbando.
Is Space Fish? I didn't even watch that. All right. Anyway, Waifu and Husbando. So we chose, and by we, I mean the royal we, I chose the girl and the guy from the Rascal Bunny Senpai show, which I can never remember the name. Rascal does not dream of Bunny Girl Senpai. And
that's a lie. Waifu, he does dream of Bunny Girl Senpai.
No, I think the whole point was anyway. We'll
Everybody
get to
dreams of Bunny Girl Senpai.
So the girl, the waifu, is Mai Sakurajima, and she has a little bunny hair clip. She's pretty hot, voiced by Asami Seto. And the husbando is obviously her BF. I don't remember his name because he's a guy. But give me a minute while I scroll up the page. Sakata Asuzakawa. That's the guy. That's the and actually the funny thing is he's probably the better written character so far, but you know. Yeah. So that's the waifu and husbando. It's pretty fitting. They're a couple of sorts. And yeah. We'll get to that show in a
there
bit.
There you go. Yeah, so the first show on the list is oops, I had it open. Oh, here it is. Kishuku Gakko no Juliet or
Boarding School Juliet. We organize these Boarding by School English Juliet. Alphabetical.
Yeah, just like last time. Alphabetical order to the English name. So
we selected the 16 most popular shows from MAL, and then we broke them up into two groups, and then we organized by alphabetical. That way, I don't know. That way it's a little random. You get save up some hype for that sword art at the end.
Yeah, there you go. It takes place in Grigio Academy Boarding School, where students come from two rival countries known as the Black Dogs and the White Cats. So, Dogface Johnson versus Catface Johnson. 10 out of 10 show already. Here
Stupid.
We go. And,
so
and Persia and Inuzuka are leaders of their respective dorms, but they are secretly in love with each other. Now they must keep their relationship a secret from other dorm mates.
They ASMR each other. That's how they communicate.
When does Mercutio die? That's what I want to know. Let's just Mercutio. Skip to that
that's the
episode.
That's the only character I know from that. I really need to brush up on my Shakespeare.
Tybalt? Fucking Tybalt?
Tybalt? Is it Tybalt or Tybalt?
Tumultuous.
Oh, I'm thinking of that magic card. All right, never mind.
No, it's Tybalt.
Who are the ones from Hamlet?
Tybalt Johnson. There's Hamlet.
Ophelia. There's Ophelia.
Ophelia.
All right, anyway. Boarding School Juliet.
Anyway.
So as Japan usually does, they take, you know, a classic premise and they just kind of paste it into their show. This doesn't really have anything to do with Romeo and Juliet, other than the forbidden love
it's
type
like
of thing.
The theme of forbidden love, yeah.
So
it is
romantic.
Based on a manga by Studio Leiden Films, directed by Seki Takuno. And yeah, so like, look, it's literally just the two sides fighting each other, and they're trying to keep it a secret, like Sam said. And like,
Oh, no.
They go through their little hijinks. They're rowing on the boat. They can't confess their love the right way. It is pretty funny how the guy, I'm so bad with names, Romeo. Wow, it's actually Romeo. That's his name. That's right, because it's Romeo and Juliet. Inuzuka. They call him Inuzuka in Persia, though. So Inuzuka.
Juliet Persia.
He confesses during a duel, like slashing his sword at her. He's like, I love you, ski desk, ski, ski, ski desk. That's what he's doing. And then she's like, okay. And then they go out. They start going out secretly. And there's another girl who looks like Alice from Shokugeki. She looks like her. Anyway, Chartreuse shows up and she's trying to spoil their plans. And she turns Inuzuka into her little bitch.
Demon sex child.
Yeah, she's like sitting on top of him, calling him with like a whistle or something. It's great. And Persia, Juliet, is super fucking kawaii. So, yeah, what did you guys think? Any comments? Did Danny watch it?
It's dumb. Watch the first episode, and I was like, I could watch the other two right now. But I feel like there's other anime that I need to give my time. Like, I just don't. It's this basic, you know, it's whatever. It's
Sam hates romance. All right.
God, see, yeah, okay. Just straw man everything. That's not, no, fucking romance is great when you don't do basic bitch shit like this. Like, this is exactly why people bitch. This is exactly why I'm bitching. It's like, I don't care about this. You know what happens at the end of Romeo and Juliet? They die.
Spoilers.
They fucking die.
We gotta bleep that out. Aren't they like 14 in the actual Romeo and Juliet? Which actually fits really well with anime, because every anime character is 14.
Yes, they were about 14.
Yeah, 14.
That's prime. Romeo. That's prime birthing age.
I think Romeo was 15 and she was 14. Juliet Capulet and Romeo Montefiore.
Did you guys ever see that one from the 60s, the Romeo and Juliet? I think it was from like...
No, the Leonardo DiCaprio one is the best one.
Yeah, that one. Romeo plus Juliet.
No, the one with the tits.
Yeah, that one you had to watch in high school.
Dude, that girl was so fucking...
You got to watch tits in high school, Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't need a permission slip.
Her name was like Olivia something in real life. I forgot. Anyway, she was super hot.
It was like in the 70s.
Super hot, dude. No lie.
But I remember that one. Because people to this day say that that's still like the most like close adaptation.
Yeah,
because
you get to see some titties. That's why. That's the only thing I know about that one.
Okay.
But, dude. All right. Okay, look. I liked one of the scenes in Boarding School Juliet where they're... chasing, no, it's like the two sides are gonna, the cats and the dogs are about to charge at each other like a mosh pit, and they're all like charge, and then Inuzuka is like yeah, and he's got like his fucking llama face and he's like smiling and like hearts are coming out of him as he's charging, because he's trying to bone, you know, but she has to, but Juliet's got to keep it a secret. So there you go, it's that tension right there. You got to have some push pull, some tension.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That just didn't seem... I don't care.
Was Koka like able to watch it, or Danny? I know Koka had some technical
difficulties.
I watched
it. I thought it was dumb. It's just like your typical not like stupid, but like your typical...
No, definitely stupid.
Juliet story mixed with fucking Sundere character development. Like...
Sundere character.
No. I much rather watch Toradora to have some Sundere character development than this.
She's not
dumb.
Like
that's
she's not,
Toradora
she's kind of
is
soft
good.
Sundere though. No, Persia is not that much of a sun. She's like she's more of like a.
No, she's a Sundere.
She's kind of like a dairy.
No,
she's kind of like a half and half, half cream.
She's a Sundere.
Half milk.
She's a half and half.
You know.
All right, I don't think there's much to
yeah,
write
it looks
home
like,
about this
and
show.
Koka,
so.
I don't think has watched it, so that's cool.
It looks terrible.
It looks terrible. So you have to understand, like, well, we probably said this before, but Koka, because of where he is, it's hard for him to get the same kind of access, if you know what I mean, to,
his Korea.
Korean internet is good, but it's just so far that torrents don't work very well, and a lot of websites are
that still doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like it would work even better there, but whatever.
I'm further away.
No, if the original location of the server that
yeah,
it's uploaded
it, to. No, it doesn't matter because a lot of these are like Russian websites.
It does
and
matter.
Shit.
Okay. Well, anyway, okay. If anyone wants to be Quokka's
Okay, Nick, if you can fly out here.
I think it's
dedicated.
I think
you haven't
it's
turned
Korean
your computer
conspiracy.
On in 3 years,
I think
and
they
you're
got
gonna
the,
come
got,
over here.
They got
tell
the
me.
Chinese firewall. I'm on a computer right now. Thank you very much. They got the Chinese firewall in Korea. They're blocking you. They know what you're. They know you're trying to have fun, and they block it because Korea is no fun allowed.
So if anyone wants to be Quokka's dedicated like torrenter, and you want to email him episodes of stuff weekly, I can't pay you. But what I can tell you is. Nice job. Thank
Please
you for
don't.
That. So hit me up. Hit him
you should
up.
Actually, you should
anyway,
snail mail it.
Snail mail it. There you go. Oh, my God. Let me click on
so
this
So we got
one.
The next one. Next show, we have Conception.
Conception.
Stupid.
Better or worse
like
than Romeo
atrocious.
And Juliet?
Oh, so far worse. So far worse.
Yeah, this was...
It has a 4.75 on Mal. I mean, I don't know. That's not that bad.
I couldn't get past 5 minutes of watching this show.
Shit, I watched all three episodes.
I can barely get through reading the synopsis before wanting to vomit.
Yeah.
So the basic
this
premise...
This was actually the last show that I started watching on our list and stuff. And after like within 3 minutes, I'm like, yeah, I can't watch this. This is no.
The
this
art
is
looks
terrible.
So fluffy though.
I yeah. guess it looks like generic ass anime art to me, but
like just really clean and cute.
Yeah, but that
the problem though is
they don't actually
animate anything. Well, let's give a quick summary. So there's a boy and a girl in high school. They get transported to this
first he knocks
world
her up
called Grand Vania. And there are
and
impurities.
Cousin. And they're cousins.
First he knocks her
causing
up.
Yeah. Look, he's got to bang the 12 constellations of the astrology or some shit. But he doesn't actually bang them. They just kind of get physically close. And then they're done. And then they have a baby. And the babies get killed by a giant,
monsters.
Like, Exodia-looking monster. And they don't really animate a lot. They skip a lot of scenes. It's pretty awkward. They're like... feed me an apple, and she's like, okay. They just skip past it. They don't show anything. It's like, all right, well, why'd you even say any of that? yeah,
that's
but yeah,
the
Conception. That's
the Satoshi Kon level of direction. They just fucked it up.
Yeah. Except
you're
they
supposed
don't
to skip over unfocused bits to advance the story, not just skip things arbitrarily.
And there's also a floating puppet. That is, it's like a
which
little bear.
Does not help the anime at all.
Yeah, and it's, half the time its mouth doesn't move, and half the time it does move, which is a little bit odd. Every girl's in love with him. He's like a generic MC Coon with the poop string hair right between his eyes, the dingleberry. That's what I call it. And you know, it's Studio Gonzo. Look. If Gonzo makes a bad anime, this is like exactly what I would expect it to be. This reminds me. Did they do 18 If? I don't remember. Either way, that show was like half good. This show is just kind of all kind of poopy because they try to tittle at you, but then they don't show you any titties, and it's not animated well enough. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of dumb.
Why'd you even put this on the list?
It was popular in the season. It was on the list. Plus, we had to watch a bad anime to, you know, so we could have some perspective.
Conception.
Well, it was higher on the list, and now it's fallen a little bit lower because everyone's like, "Wow, this is terrible."
It's funny because like he gets told like you gotta like mate or whatever with the 12 zodiacs, whatever, you know. And then like some like they do it behind some curtains, and all it is like they touch bodies, and all of a sudden a toddler appears out of nowhere. It's like fucking.
Yeah, this is like 1/100th.
But were there
of
CG
Yuri
dolphins? Kumarashi.
I don't think there was any CG in this one. So that's
nope.
good. That's a point. That's
there
great.
Was no CG dolphins.
Not that. Nope.
So
nope.
It did better than Fate then.
Fate had some hot chicks though. So there we go.
Damn.
Anyway, let's get past this.
I mean,
this,
in far sex scene.
Yeah, this is a generic MC Coon with sword gets trapped in some bullshit
and has to
that's what it is.
Not
and then he
fuck
gets laid.
Biddies.
Contender for worst anime of the season, I would say.
Kuga's Contenders. There we go.
All right. Oh, all Kuga's right. Contenders. That's pretty good, actually. Quokka's Contenders.
We said that to you.
Quokka's Contenders.
We said that to you.
What did
in
I write on
chat.
The sheet? I wrote Quokka's Emporium of Things that make him not want to kill himself. That's what I wrote. But that was, yeah, because that didn't rhyme. We all have rhyming. Anyway, we'll get to the power rankings later. Next show, we have Double Decker. And this is a very well-named show, Double Decker. It's like you go to your friend's house, you leave a Double Decker in the toilet, don't flush. You know, it's great. It's related to Tiger and Bunny, the anime.
Nick, why Funimation. Are you the way you are?
Michael Scott. Yeah. So, yeah, Double Decker, action, sci-fi, crime, drama, comedy.
It's literally Tiger and Bunny 2.0.
I still haven't seen Tiger and Bunny.
Except with, like, minus the superhero aspect of it. It's just cops and robbers. And it's bad.
Did you watch the dub, though, Danny?
No.
The dub is good. The dub makes it a lot better.
I don't
know. Trust me. The dub makes it better. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay. I think Double Decker is fine. What are you talking about? It's pretty funny, actually, because it has, like, this slick-haired dude who's, like, keeps trying to rename the main character. And, you know, the main guy, what's his fucking face? Perm man. Kirill Vrubel. He's trying to join this crime fighting special investigation unit. And they're fighting against this drug called Anthem, which lets people go into overdrive and basically change their body into like different physical features. Rapid evolution. That's like the whole plot. And he's trying to join this crime lab. So yeah. I thought it was kind of good. I thought it was well animated. Great, great English dub. Good job by Funimation.
I thought it was really super well animated. Actually,
it was one of the best animated of the season.
The cover, though, like, I looked. So, like, before I watched it, you know, I always look at the cover. And I'm like, oh, man, it's another good guys with lavish costumes and weapons.
Yeah, the cover anime is not very good, at least the My Anime List one.
I'm just talking about, like, in general. Like, there's always the one or two animes that are out every season where it's like, protective anti-crime organization with lavish outfits and huge weapons, the anime. And it's like, that's what this is. But no, it's not super like that. The one guy, Douglas, he's just got like a gun, you know? And then like, what's the other guy's name? Kirill?
Yeah, purple hair.
Kirill, purple hair man. He's cool. But, like, I never finished Tiger and Bunny, so I guess that's probably why I enjoyed it a little more. But,
Travis Murphy, that's the guy with the slick hair. He looks kind of like Archer, except with a mustache.
Travis Murphy.
He's, like, the head of the crime fighting unit.
McMillan and wife.
Yeah. We're only three episodes in. They're basically just, they're introducing the characters and setting up some small, skirmishes with the enemies, and he's trying to join their club. So yeah,
once you start watching it and you see like how the characters look and the way everything is drawn, then it just all works out and it all fits. It looks really cool. The CG kind of is like whatever, you know.
What CG? Did I miss that?
Just like the car, you know, and the buildings and shit.
Whatever, that's not that bad, dude. Unless it's like Handshaker's bad, I don't give a shit.
No, it's not Handshaker's bad.
It's like, yeah, you can see it.
But like, yeah, no, it's animated really cool, and you kind of get used to the outfits, and you see like, I don't know, they're kind of cool.
Well,
like,
yeah, studio.
Yeah, because that.
Oh, sorry.
Studio.
I was gonna say it's Studio Sunrise. That's why the animation's so good. They got that Gundam money, dude. They're just fucking.
They have that Gundam
pouring
money
down the animators' gullets.
Wait, so how is this related to Tiger and Bunny then?
Side story. It's like not alternate universe or something. I'm not sure. It just
it's
an adaptation of Double Decker, other Tiger and Bunny, so that's like, must be by the same creator, is my guess.
I mean, yeah, they're both Sunrise and the same, let's see, who's the director, creator person? Joji Furuta. He did not do Tiger and Bunny, so I don't know.
That's just the director, though, yeah.
Oh, true. Anyway, I think it's, just give it a watch. I
put on the dub. The dub is really good, trust me.
I didn't watch the dub.
Go back and watch it. It's great. It literally makes it twice as good.
All right, I'll go back and watch the dub. Maybe I should finish Tiger and Bunny too then, because maybe that's why, I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. But anyway.
Moving on. So we have, okay, here we go. Kaze ga Tsuyoko Fuetero, or Run with the Wind. This is
Hot Guys Running.
A production IG based on a novel sports drama anime, and it's pretty cool. There's like basically there's a group of delinquent guys of varying backgrounds who are blackmailed and coerced into running this epic race in Japan. What is the name of the race again? I didn't write it down.
Hakone Ekiden,
and it's like basically a super duper Tour de France triathlon type of thing. With like a whole bunch of different legs. I think it was like 12 legs or something.
So it's from Tokyo to Hakone and back.
Yeah, and there's like all different terrains and different styles of running. So he needs to get all these different guys to run the race. And he's like making them do it in order to live in his cheap like apartment complex thingy. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Good animation, production IGs, killing it. It has hot guys. Danny likes that. What do you think, Danny?
Now, is this the same artist? Oh, yeah. Actually, I want to hear what Danny thinks. Okay, so I'm going to stop it right there. That's when it happened. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to hear what Danny has to say. And you could hear it like on her end just being weird. And then she muted herself because it wasn't even working. Or it muted her. I don't know. But, like, then I actually have the audio of me going, oh, so should we, like, do this, keep going or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then you hear me going, okay. And then it just, like, cuts out. And that's because that's, like, when I stopped it. And then, like, you can see, like, on the track, like, Nick and Quote, because it goes on for, like, another 30-some minutes. But anyway, I thought that was funny. So, I mean, just real quick, though, I mean, like, I am enjoying SAO. Nick said he was enjoying SAO too. And, Kolka is of course talking about Netflix shit and getting mad at everything. He says anime's stupid. But we're going to finish it. We're going to finish it and bring you a whole another just kind of wacky episode with a bunch of stuff. Maybe we'll do like a rest of seasonal catching up in the anime world with the host kind of thing or something. I don't know. But either way, I am so sorry about that. Please don't yell at me or leave a bad Yelp review. Things have been crazy with everyone, and we're just getting back on track now. So, and here's the worst part: the holidays are coming up, and it's like, cool, yeah, I want to be already fucking up, and it's not even like the holidays, like near the holidays yet, you know. But anyway, that was us four, and we've been the Anime Summit Podcast. I'm Sam. And I'll talk to you next time. Love you.